Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. America for Americans by historian Erica Lee traces how fear of outsiders has repeatedly shaped United States politics, law, and national identity. Rather than treating xenophobia as a periodic outbreak, the book presents it as a durable force that has influenced debates over who belongs, who can enter, and who deserves rights once here. Lee connects early anxieties about immigrants and religious minorities to later campaigns against Asians, Southern and Eastern Europeans, Mexicans, and refugees, showing how stereotypes become policy and then feel normal to later generations. The narrative also highlights resistance, from immigrant communities to civil rights advocates, and explains how American ideals of liberty and equality have often coexisted with exclusion. Written for general readers and grounded in historical scholarship, the book offers a framework for understanding contemporary arguments about borders, citizenship, and national security by placing them inside a long history of recurring patterns and familiar rhetoric. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, xenophobia as a recurring political tool. A central theme is that xenophobia is not simply private prejudice, but a strategic, repeatable political tool. The book tracks how leaders, parties, and movements have rallied support by casting certain newcomers as threats to jobs, public order, culture, or security. Across different eras, the target changes while the storyline stays recognizable. Outsiders are portrayed as unwilling to assimilate, biologically or morally inferior, or secretly loyal to foreign powers. Lee emphasizes how these narratives gain traction during economic uncertainty, war, or rapid demographic change, when simplified explanations feel satisfying and blame can be assigned to visible groups. Another important point is how media, popular culture, and pseudoscience can amplify fear, turning rumors into conventional wisdom. The topic also explores how xenophobia can unite otherwise competing factions by offering a shared enemy, and how calls to protect real Americans often define Americanness in narrow terms. By mapping these patterns over centuries, the book helps readers see continuity behind today's headlines and recognize when familiar arguments are being reused in new packaging. Secondly, from suspicion to law building and exclusionary state, Lee shows how xenophobic ideas become concrete through legislation, court rulings, and bureaucratic practices. The book follows the development of immigration controls from early local restrictions to a federal system with expanding enforcement powers. It examines how the state learned to classify people by race, national origin, ideology, and perceived desirability, then used that classification to admit, exclude, deport, or detain. Key historical episodes include the rise of nativist organizations, the creation of policing and inspection regimes, and the institutionalization of categories that treated some migrants as presumptively suspicious. The narrative highlights how laws can appear neutral while being designed or applied in discriminatory ways, and how enforcement often relies on broad discretion that invites profiling. It also shows how crises such as wars and security scares lead to emergency measures that later become permanent tools. This topic clarifies that xenophobia is most damaging when it is embedded in systems, because policies outlast the moment that produce them and shape future debates by narrowing what seems politically possible. Thirdly, race, citizenship, and the shifting boundaries of belonging. Another major topic is the relationship between xenophobia and racial formation, especially how the United States has historically tied belonging to whiteness and specific cultural norms. Lee explores how different immigrant groups have been racialized over time, sometimes treated as unassimilable and later partially incorporated, and how these shifts reflect power rather than objective difference. The book emphasizes that citizenship is not only a legal status but also a social judgment about who counts as truly American. And restrictions on naturalization and rights, along with segregationist practices and violence, created hierarchies among newcomers and between immigrants and native-born communities. Lee also addresses how indigenous peoples, formerly enslaved people, and their descendants complicate a simple immigrant versus native framing, revealing that the nation's inclusion struggles are rooted in conquest and slavery as well as migration. By tracing how definitions of whiteness and Americanness change, the book explains why certain groups are repeatedly positioned outside the circle of belonging even after generations. The topic encourages readers to see that debates about immigration are often debates about race and national identity at the same time. Fourthly, xenophobia in wartime and the politics of national security. Lee pays close attention to moments when war and security fears intensify suspicion of foreigners and even of citizens associated with foreign nations. The book examines how wartime rhetoric can collapse distinctions between immigrant, resident, and citizen, producing loyalty tests, surveillance, and coercive measures. It shows how governments and communities have justified sweeping actions by claiming exceptional danger, often targeting groups already marked as different by race, religion, or ideology. these periods illuminate how quickly civil liberties can erode when fear is framed as patriotism and dissent is labeled disloyal. Another thread is how national security arguments frequently outlive the conflict itself, leaving behind expanded enforcement agencies and normalized scrutiny of specific populations. The book also highlights the role of propaganda and sensational stories in fueling panic, making it politically costly to defend the rights of unpopular minorities. By treating security as a historical pattern rather than a one-off event, this topic helps readers evaluate contemporary claims about threats, understand the trade-offs being proposed, and ask who bears the cost when the nation chooses safety narratives over equal protection. Lastly, resistance, solidarity, and the ongoing struggle for a plural America, alongside exclusion, the book foregrounds resistance and the persistent effort to widen the definition of America. Lee describes how immigrants and their allies have organized through mutual aid networks, labor movements, legal challenges, religious institutions, and community advocacy. These efforts contest not only specific policies but also the stories that justify them, offering counter-narratives of contribution, shared humanity, and constitutional rights. The topic underscores that progress is rarely linear; gains in inclusion can be followed by backlash, and victories often require sustained coalition building across racial and ethnic lines. Lee also highlights the importance of political participation, from local activism to national campaigns, and how storytelling, education, and public memory influence what the nation believes about itself. Another key element is the role of courts and civil society groups in checking executive power, particularly during crises. By documenting resistance, the book avoids treating xenophobia as inevitable and instead presents history as a field of choices. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how change has happened before and what strategies have made inclusion more durable. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want historical clarity about today's arguments over immigration, citizenship, and national identity, including students, journalists, policy-minded professionals, and anyone trying to discuss these issues without relying on myths. It is also valuable for readers who know the United States celebrates itself as a nation of immigrants but want to understand why exclusion keeps returning in cycles. The benefit is practical as well as intellectual. Lee provides patterns that help readers spot familiar tactics, such as scapegoating during economic stress, security-driven overreach, and laws that quietly encode unequal treatment. That perspective can improve civic decision-making, from voting to community leadership, because it links emotions and rhetoric to real policy consequences. Compared with similar books that focus on a single era or group, America for Americans stands out for its broad sweep and its ability to connect many episodes into one coherent story about belonging and power. It is worth buying because it offers a well-researched framework you can reuse whenever new controversies arise, making it a lasting reference rather than a one-time read. If you would like to support Erica Lee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.